In continuing with our art-themed businesses around South Africa, there's been a really good artist who's done some amazing things over the last couple of years. I've personally been a fan of his work for quite some time, but I will let him tell you more about what he does, how he got into it, and where you can get hold of that art. I'm joined on the line by Sandy Lekgapola, who is the founder of SK Original Arts, to take a look at his business and try and understand what he does. Sandile, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Some people might not exactly know what it is you do, and I find it very hard that some people haven't seen you or seen your work online. But let's start right at the beginning. At what point did you decide that you could break glass and make stuff?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having me. To get to this point where I'm at, I started with drawing. So I always drew cartoons and everything. I used to just draw out cartoons, work on my line work and everything. When lockdown hit, that's when I started drawing actual faces. And a year later from that, that's when I started painting. So I transitioned from doing charcoal graphite art into doing paintings out of acrylic and sometimes even oil. I'm always about getting into versatility. So I like expanding my reach in terms of what I can do or people I can reach, you know? So I, from there, progressed into making rugs, which is basically carpets. From there, I made cracked glass art. That's how I transitioned into getting into that type of art style.
Sandile, I've dropped a glass before, and I've seen the way in which glass shatters. How do you do it and get your artwork such that it's so precise and doesn't fall apart and shatter everywhere and get cracks in the worst places? Because anyone that's seen the quality of your cracked glass, it's impeccable.
Well, destruction is beautiful to a certain extent. And to be fair, this isn't a glass that holds water, you know? It's actually pretty much thicker than that. Mm. It's a thick type of glass that I use that for me to crack the thing, which allows there for there to be cracks without it having to fall apart, which works to my advantage when I crack the glass. So that's how I make everything stay intact while hitting it. And also the pressure control on the hammer. That's actually number one.
Very, very interesting indeed. Sandile, you said you obviously have been involved in various art forms and versatility is kind of your thing. Everything that you've done, what would you say has kind of been your favorite go-to medium? Because I've also seen the rugs that you've done as well, and that they take a lot of effort and a lot of work to put in. But which do you enjoy doing the most?
I enjoy doing cracked glass art the most, to be honest, because it's more of an expressive medium, you know? If you had a long day, a lot of people go to the gym, which I also do. You know, it has this relief that you get when you go to the gym. Like, yeah, stress gone. Your levels are back up again. And also it has this boost of energy, which is also how I feel when I do cracked glass art. So I always work on it, and sometimes, depending on the type of image I want to do, I can portray a certain feeling, or if not the feeling, through the image itself, through the technique when cracking it, you know? So I get to be more expressive in what I do and still feel fulfilled at the end.
When we look at some of the pieces you've done, Sandile, you've done some really big pieces. I mean, you've done pieces for the likes of the late Shona Ferguson. You've done pieces of the former president, Jacob Zuma. You've really done some epic pieces. Do you have a favorite piece? Do you have something in particular where you're like, this was the best work that I've done? Or is it more just each piece is unique? Each piece speaks to the person that you might be portraying, or the message you want to get across? What inspires it?
I don't want to give you a boring answer and say each piece is unique. I do have quite like a favorite. Mm. I had a client artwork that I had to do, which is one of the biggest artworks I've ever done. And I don't post client artwork. Right. So everything I post is the social media side of everything and the business side of things. It takes a lot more to post. I have to get permission and all that. So I don't really post client work. But this is one client work I did. It was so huge. And I liked the freedom I had when I did it. The client was like, no, it can be almost any face, but as long as it portrays the certain thing I wanted to portray, you know, I wanted to portray a Soto man. And that's exactly what I did. And when I executed that thing, I had so much fun with the amount of freedom I had, and the largeness of the glass itself was bigger than anything I've posted on my socials, you see. Mm-hmm. And another, if I could make a favorite that everyone can see, I'd say the Jacob Zuma artwork, because of the detail on that artwork. I did the hand, the face, and you can see he's wearing glasses. I like that everything I wanted to show is being seen properly and easily there, especially the wrinkles on the hands.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that piece and I'm looking at it now again. You see the wrinkles, you see the fingernails. It's quite a detailed piece of work. Let's talk about the business side of things, Sandile. How did you then go from, okay, this is my passion and now I'm going to monetize it? Or did you always know from the beginning that that's kind of the route you wanted to take?
No, I didn't. We don't have art school in where I'm from. I'm from Polokwane and we're really quite limited in that type of resources, you know? So for me to figure that out, I always used to just draw for the fun of drawing. So I'd draw what I want to draw, put it out there in the social media world, have it seen, you know, also absorb other inspiration on social media, the people that I like looking at their content, other artists, you know. And I realized that they are actually making a living from this. If not, they at least do it as a hustle. And I was like, that's actually what I want to do. That seems like something you can do and still be happy with yourself about. Like, you can do your passion and still make, you know, your money from. And I had this idea since I was drawing cartoons, and it's a thing of, you're drawing cartoons, people are like, it's Popeyes or something, you know, they're not really taking it serious. And someone out there is really making their living from it. Not just about making millions or whatever, but they're making a living. They can live off of it, which is something I wanted to do, you know? So from progressing to do that, I drew people since high school. So, you know, I made good lunch money, if I do say so myself. I made enough to, like, at least for a kid, you know, you're doing very well as a kid when you're drawing people. And then I progressed. I was like, okay, fine, let me level this up. Let me not just focus on supplying the demand, but let me control what type of demand it is. Let me specify the niche as I keep going. Let me take it higher and higher. And right now I'm able to live off of it, you know. I'm still getting a hang of the business side, but I'm doing pretty well. You know, I've been blessed enough to be able to buy a car, you know, have an apartment to pay rent from, all that. So I'm doing pretty well right now.
So Sandile, if people want to get hold of you and they want to get one of the artworks or commission something for you to do for them, how's that process work? What happens? Do people just slide in your DMs? And do you have rates? Do you decide the rate that you're going to charge people? Tell me everything. Tell me all about that.
Okay, cool. So easiest way to hit me up is if you go onto my Instagram DMs, these are like a quick chat type of thing. You tap this, you get this response. And if you follow those, you go clean, you know. You can get the type of response you want. Also, the emails in my Instagram bio. If you go to TikTok, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to redirect you to my email or my Instagram. So the best place to get me is on my emails. And when it comes to rates really depend. It's not all the same. It's never really the same because different people want different faces on different sizes of glass, amounts of faces. So it's always queued up to the amount of faces, the size of the glass. The amount of detail sometimes too, and delivery.
Right. What's that Instagram handle again?
Instagram handle is at SK Original RSA. There is underscores between the SK Original RSA. So it's SK underscore Original underscore RSA.
There you have it, folks. Go check out Sandile Khapola's artwork. It really is something I would recommend you go and take a look at. It's phenomenal work. He's been at it for quite some time, and he's really doing exceptionally well. Sandile, thanks so much for giving us an insight into your business, into your passion, and what it is that you do. We wish you the best of luck. Continue to fly the Limpopo flag high. Some of us are very happy that we know that you are from Polokwane, and we are also from there, but we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Sandile Khapola, who is the founder and CEO of Sandile SK Originals Arts. You can find him on Instagram. You can find him on all socials. Be sure to check him out. I'll post some of the stuff on my side, on my socials, and link to his pages as well.